Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah, Yeshua. Though modern Judaism no longer questions their long-standing tradition, there is an ancient controversy surrounding the season of counting between Passover and the Feast of Shavuot. Many Messianics have reopened the discussion that began as far back as the time of Yeshua himself, only to find that the controversy rages on. Though I personally have my own opinions about this topic, I seriously considered not covering it in this teaching, keeping in mind the very wise words of Paul in Titus chapter 3, verse 9, "Avoid foolish controversies and disputes about the Torah, for they are unprofitable and worthless." But in the end, I felt compelled to offer up my point of view in light of the other various views concerning this passage of Scripture, because even though this is a somewhat minor issue, it speaks to the larger issue of who is our authority. Do we settle for the words of the sages, or even the words of history? Or do we go to the Scriptures and consider them first and foremost, especially in the enlightening knowledge of the Spirit? So let's go now to the live presentation of First Fruits and the counting from the Omer. We've been talking about the annual feasts, fasts, and appointed times of Adonai, and we've already covered two of the appointed times on the annual calendar. First was Pesach, or Passover, which begins on the evening of the 14th day of the first month otherwise known as Nisan or Aviv. Then immediately following the Pesach, beginning on the 15th day of the first month, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of Matzah. This is what we discussed in detail in the last session, that the feast lasts for 7 days, ending on the 21st day of the first month. The first and seventh days are not Shabbats, but are holy convocations and no work days. So there were instructions that told us that we should not do any kind of ordinary work, but it allowed a certain kind of work, which happened to be food preparation. Nowhere in the text did it call the first and seventh days Shabbats. Therefore, we don't call them Shabbats, we call them no work days. The primary feature of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is abstention from leaven, or leavening, and the eating of matzah, of unleavened bread. The Feast of Matzah is also an annual reminder that Adonai is faithful to bring his people out of bondage and slavery. The matzah symbolizes for us freedom from sin. So as we enter into the week of matzah, it's an annual remembrance of how we were not just set free from bondage in Egypt, but we were set free from bondage to sin. And the fullness of this is expressed through the Messiah, Yeshua. We'll be discussing that detail a little bit more as we go through this teaching. The next major feast on the calendar, then, is Shavuot. Shavuot means weeks, so it's the Feast of Shavuot, or Chag HaShavuot. There's a problem, though, with this particular feast, and that there is a dispute over what the Scriptures say about when Shavuot is to be observed. The Scriptures tell us explicitly when the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Matzah are to begin, but it doesn't give us the exact date of when Shavuot is to begin. It's arrived at through counting, and that's what we're going to be discussing in detail tonight. There is a connecting season of Moedim between the Passover season and the time of Shavuot, and that time is commonly called the counting of the Omer, or I call it the counting from the Omer. The other problem is the Scripture doesn't say explicitly when the counting period is supposed to begin.